Welcome to the latest edition of the End Zone Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Chastain. Of course, it's a very special edition of the End Zone Podcast. This is a college football edition of the End Zone Podcast. We're going to go through this kind of quickly because I literally just lost 30 minutes worth of recording. I had this in depth and everything. And of course, our lovely system, our lovely, lovely, format of recording decided to be great again and basically throw what I just recorded in a trash can. But I'm going to go for that, and we're still going to have a good show. We're going to just let that slide by, and we're just going to record and kind of quickly talk some college football. So without further ado, that's why I'm going to get straight into it. First off, I want to talk about the committee's top four college football teams. At number one, they have Georgia. At two, they have Alabama. At three, they have Notre Dame. At four, they have Clemson. Two SEC schools, one ACC, half ACC team that's not really on the SEC, whatever you want to call it. And then at four, you have an ACC school. Of course, that's not going to say. Clemson should not be in the top four. That is quite obvious, in my opinion. They have the biggest loss, or the worst loss, of all the schools. Behind them, between Oklahoma and Ohio State, because Oklahoma lost to Ohio State. Well, Oklahoma beat Ohio State, but they lost to the 15th ranked team in the country in Iowa State. So I highly disagree with the ranking there. I don't understand it. I don't see it. They barely lost to the 15th ranked school and beat the 6th ranked school. But the school in Clemson that is lost to a unranked Syracuse, that's an average ACC team, they get into the top four over Oklahoma. Doesn't make any sense to me, and I don't think it makes any sense to anybody besides that 12-person committee. It happened. It's the first rankings. They're wrong. Clemson might be in it by the end of the season, but right now they're not in it, in my opinion. They shouldn't be. At three, Notre Dame, I understand it because you do have Georgia ranked at number one, and they barely lost to Georgia. 20-19, so I don't disagree with that in the end. But I do think Alabama is the better team than Georgia. I think Georgia should be ranked two because I don't think, with the eye test, I don't think they pass Alabama right now. It's going to play itself out, and that's why I'm not stressing about it. But I don't think Georgia is a better team than Alabama right now. And like I said, that's got time to change. They could become, as they're 12-0 and they go into Alabama and play a close game, they should be in the playoff, which we'll talk about that in a little bit. Like I said, I'm going to try to fly through this since our lovely recorder decided to shut down. But anyway, let's get into our next 9 and 10. Let's talk about 9 at Wisconsin. They have 9. At 10, they have Miami. They're undefeated, yes, and that's what a lot of people are saying. They're undefeated. Why are they not in the top four or top six even? Well, I think if you look at it on the mutual field, I ask myself, do I think that Miami or Wisconsin, well, I'll start with Miami because I think differently of Wisconsin. Do I think Miami would go on a neutral field and beat TCU, Penn State, Ohio State, or Oklahoma, or Clemson? We'll go far as Clemson because they shouldn't be there. I just don't think they should be there. Any of those schools, do you think Miami would beat any of those schools? And I asked myself that question. And I'm saying no because I just haven't seen it in the Miami. They haven't looked good lately. They almost lost to North Carolina, the Tar Heels, that are 1-8. They were 1-7 before they played off. So might as well say 1-8. doesn't really matter. So I don't see how you put Miami above any of those schools just based off the eye test. Let's go to number 9, Wisconsin. We're going to just ask myself the same question. Do I think they would beat TCU, Penn State, Ohio State, Oklahoma, or Clemson? I'm not going to say Notre Dame because I think Notre Dame is in the top four. I think they have the, besides out Georgia, they have the best resume in the country. But out of any of those schools, do I think Wisconsin would beat any of those? Yes, I do. I think they would beat TCU. I think they would go and beat Clemson. Even on the road, I think they would. I don't think Clemson's that good. They just don't have the schedule to prove us otherwise. And that's where it is. And I guess maybe you put Wisconsin at 7. I think Wisconsin should be a little higher, but I think they got it right on Miami. I think they got it perfectly right. I won't say perfectly because maybe you put them at 9. There's a little movement, but for the most part, they got it right on those two schools. They just didn't get it right when it comes to the eye test on Alabama, Georgia, and then they just totally messed it up on Clemson and Oklahoma. Those should be flip-flopped. I mean, I can't even make myself think that it shouldn't be because they should be flip-flopped. It's just one of those things. It's the first ranking, so I'm not stressed. I wouldn't stress about it, but it does have you cause for concern between Clemson and Oklahoma. So, like I said, I've got to get to this quickly. So, because of, don't know when it's going to shut down. You really don't. Any other thoughts in general on the committee? For me, not really. This was a question I'd ask myself. For me, it's not really. I don't really have any other concern because I don't think beyond 10 that any of those teams have a chance. So I'm not going to stress about those teams. I'm just not. So let's get into the games this weekend. Number 19, LSU at number 2, Alabama. I think Alabama will win by 2 touchdowns. LSU, the Troy game, even if you put that aside, the past couple of weeks they've looked good, but in that little stretch, I was concerned. And that's why LSU is done. I don't know how. Maybe LSU shouldn't be ranked right now after that loss. I don't know. That one's tough for me. The game of the week for me and for PSF, actually, is number 5, Oklahoma, at number 11, Oklahoma State. I think this is going to come down to quarterback play. You have Baker Mayfield, and then you have Kyle Rudolph. Both quarterbacks very capable of making this a very good game. Mason Rudolph, not Kyle Rudolph. This has the potential to be a very good game, but I think Oklahoma has too much offensively to hang in, or for Oklahoma State to actually pull off the win, because it's actually Oklahoma State's favored by 3. But I still think the better team is Oklahoma. Yeah, I just don't see that one happening. Number 4, Clemson at number 20, NC State. NC State's kind of falling off. I think Clemson's defense is going to be way too much for NC State to hang in the game. I think this could be a 21-point blowout. And then college football is not really a blowout, I guess. I'm saying 35-21 or 35-14 Clemson. Don't think NC State has any chance. For me, this is the upset of the week. Number 13, Virginia Tech at 10, Miami. This is to decide the ACC Coastal, in my opinion, because I think Virginia Tech's the better team right now. I think Miami's lost a lot of momentum And the rankings could come into effect. For some reason, head coaches say they don't, but there's no other way. They do affect teams. So that's why I'm picking Virginia Tech right now. I think they'll win the ACC Coastal and then play Clemson, and that'll decide the ACC. That's going to be a huge game if Clemson makes it out of that division, which they should, because Florida State's just not – they're just a terrible team. And that was their only real legit competition. I mean – excuse me, that was for Clemson. I'm talking about Clemson. For Clemson, Florida State was their only competition, and now we see where they're at. They're not competition at all. But for Miami, the only competition is Virginia Tech. So that's probably got like that's probably going to decide the ACC Coastal, I would think. I don't think Georgia Tech can come back in that division. Maybe so. Kind of like the SEC East, I think this weekend will probably be won by Georgia. I think that game's going to be way too much for South Carolina to hang in there. And then just, I'm going to announce a prediction. Just the overall what I think is going to finish at the top four at the end of the season and then after conference championships. At number one, at the end of the season, I have Georgia at one, because I don't think I don't see another loss as Clemson or Auburn, maybe. I think they'll probably go 12-0, so I'm not gonna really, that one's not gonna happen. At two, Alabama, I think they'll finish no worse than two. There's probably a 75% chance they'll finish one. Well, 65. I'd say 65. At three, Notre Dame. I had Notre Dame at four. I had Ohio State and or Oklahoma. I think right now I'm leaning Oklahoma because of the resume they have. Ohio State as a win, so they probably favor. I think Oklahoma will be number three, and then Ohio State will be number four, and Clemson will be on the outside looking in, along with Wisconsin, probably. Wisconsin will rise. As far as after the championship or the conference championship games, I have number one Georgia falling to number two Alabama, and I think Georgia drops to three in the committee's top four. So I have Alabama at one. I have Notre Dame at two because I just don't see I see Oklahoma and or Ohio State losing in their conference championship. At three, I have Georgia because they have the best resume in the country. Notre Dame are two. They have that win. I would be shocked if they fell out of the top four if they go undefeated and a good loss versus Alabama. And then at four, I have Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma will finish that number four spot. I don't think Clemson makes it this year. I just don't see the talent there right now to say that they're going to make the committee's top four. Plus, they don't have the resume. Even if they go and beat Virginia Tech, if Virginia Tech loses again, that might not be a ranked win for Clemson. So that's a bummer for Clemson. So that's my top four finish prediction right now. Number one, Alabama. Number two, Notre Dame. Number three, Georgia. And then at four, I have Oklahoma and or Ohio State. I'll say and or Ohio State. Ohio State, whichever. They both win, Oklahoma gets favored, Oklahoma's in. If Oklahoma loses and Ohio State wins, Ohio State's obviously in. But with that, Oklahoma's win over Ohio State is huge, in my opinion. But that's all for this edition of the End Zone Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe to our newest channel on Google Play, Google Music. Just go in there and type in capital END, capital ZONE, and a capital POD cast, CAST. I'm spelling it out. And we're on Google Play, we're on iTunes, we're on Podbean, we're on all three of the major platforms. So please be sure to subscribe, listen to the podcast. We'll have other podcasts. We have more college football podcasts coming with the playoff rankings just now starting to be released. There'll be a lot more of our college football podcasts, including next week. I have a special guest that we've had on before for an NFL podcast, but he's going to come on for the college football podcast. And I also have other plans, and then we'll possibly do another giveaway soon. You never know. So be on the lookout for that. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Endzone Podcast, Endzone Pod, I believe. And that is it. Thank you for joining me tonight. Have a great night. Peace out. We'll see you again tomorrow.